Welcome to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I'm Tim Rocky here with some sports numbers, news, and nonsense. We've got jazz, blues, sports, and news. Tonight, songs about cowboys. Beats from, got some Lil Uzi Vert, got some Kanye West. And what do we do on this song other than talk baseball? Yeah, we're going to talk some baseball. Here's your first cowboy song by Thin Lizzy. Rock it out.
Lonesome on the trail, a starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call and the howling winds wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown. I'll turn around. And I'll move my fingers up and down, up and down. It's okay, amigo, just let me go. Riding in the rodeo. We'll be right back.
Hey now, you're listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene on 89.5 FM. I'm Tim Rocky. And, well, let's get this baseball game going, shall we? So, we saw a couple of local products in the game today. Mr. Jacob Butcher of Colony High School fame got the win for the Miners through six innings, only gave up five hits, one walk, and one strikeout. Went up against Jake Andreessen, who took the loss. He actually ended up playing for Diamond High School. And the Pilots lost 10-0 today against the Miners. The playoffs start tomorrow, and the Miners have home field advantage because, yes, they are that good. That's the type of team that Pete Christopher puts under Ben Taylor's tutelage every year, usually a pretty good ball club. So 10-0, Jake Butcher was able to tack on another win. Miners are leading all over the place. They're doing a great job this year. If you want to look at the season leaders, Miners top, let's see, batting average, RBIs, and home runs, as I'm trying to look at that right now. Quinn Cotton leads the league with a .338 batting average. And where'd my notes go? Justin Ammons is third with a .313 batting average. Blake Benenfield has six dingers and 30 ribbies. As Mr. Aaron Christensen would say, that's a rack full of ribbies right there. So the Miners are doing very well. Obviously, they've got some of the best hitters out there in the Alaska Baseball League. They've also got some of the best pitchers in the Alaska Baseball League. I already told you about Jake Butcher. He's been having a fantastic season. I updated him last week, but you know what? He's continued to do well this coming week. He's been coming out of the bullpen. Nolan Monahan also did a great job when I watched him pitch last week. I'm going to get some stats for you right now. Monahan, just a freshman out of Feather River, has been doing a fantastic job of looking for stats here. A fantastic job of striking hitters out. So he's got a great strikeout to walk ratio, a 4.68 ERA, which is not great, you say, but he had a couple bad outings that they really tacked him on. Only giving up 14 hits for his 13 runs and 26 strikeouts to only the 10 walks. He's got two wins and one loss. He's really done a great job out there. Only one complete game in the Miners pitching staff because they've got that excellent bullpen in the back end. So if you are looking for fantastic baseball to go watch, my Palmer Pioneers are no longer playing on a diamond near you. Sad face. Sad, bald, non-bearded face. But the Miners have got a game tomorrow night to start the playoffs at 6, and then at 2 and 5 if necessary. And then the top of the World Series will be Friday and Saturday, and they've got home field advantage for all of that. Granted, they keep winning. So Ben Taylor's had a great squad so far this year. I see no reason why they would let up whatsoever. A couple more diamond stats to be thrown out there at you. State softball is this weekend. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get my old guy on, go up to Fairbanks, and play with actually not the team that I run, but a different team, a Monday night team, all seasons. And we're going to see if we go up there and get a win. The problem with state tournaments being in Fairbanks is that it's so far away from most of the people who play in Anchorage in the Valley. Valley is the biggest league in the state, and a lot of those people don't want to travel all the way to Anchorage, let alone Fairbanks, but they will make the trek to Anchorage and whine about it for state. I do not anticipate a large number of teams there, but you know what? Any softball is good softball. When we go to the slightly more professional ranks, the trade deadline was last night. I don't know if you follow who's doing well and who's not doing well, but two teams who are already doing well ended up doing, we'll call it weller. So Sonny Gray, an excellent pitcher, goes to the Yankees. They have just an embarrassment of riches, and they have done what they had done in the late 90s, where they've got a great group of young guys. The young guys come in and they overperform, and they're able to put a few key pieces around them to kind of be the cornerstones, where Sonny Gray is not really looking to be the number one starter. They've got Tanaka, they've got Severino, they've got a lot of arms, they've got a great bullpen. They've got Aroldis Chapman, Dellin Betances, David Robertson. They're set for the playoffs, even though this wasn't really expected until next year, year after next. But now with Sonny Gray, they've got that really solid third starter to give them the push into the playoffs, maybe try to catch Houston and get home field advantage, although I don't see that happening. Maybe even try to go out there and in the first round of the playoffs, sweep a series. When you've got guys like Severino, Tanaka, and Gray that you can line up against a team, you can run that series down real quick. And if you can get through a series real fast, you can then get some rest into your players, which at that point in the year is very important. They got the Midsummer Classic rest, and now to get rest near the end of the year is also a good thing when going for those last games that really, really matter. Now, I've preached on this show and many other places, soapboxes here and yonder, that to be a great team at the end of the year, you have to go through adversity. And usually, you don't see a team lead tip to tail from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. You often see a team kind of rise from the ashes as a wild card, as being down in one of the series and then having to come back and just getting on a roll. Playoff baseball, tournament basketball, tournament football, what have you, is all about getting hot at the right time. Now, the Yankees are sitting pretty at 57-47. They're only a half game ahead of the Red Sox, but the Red Sox did pick up Addison Reed from the Mets last night to bolster their bullpen. So that's going to be a tough one, but when you look at the AL West, the Houston Astros are out ahead of everybody. The Mariners are even a game over 500. Hey, look at the Mariners. The Houston Astros, however, are 16 games ahead of the Mariners at 69-36. They're killing it, is what they're doing. The Houston Astros did not get richer. They did not add to their embarrassment of riches. But what the Houston Astros did do is they stayed pat. They did not end up getting rid of any of the great pieces they have. The Springer, the Altuve, any of the good young talent that they have that they might have thought to trade for pitching. What they did do was they saw the Yankees get better. They also saw the Los Angeles Dodgers get better. Now, the Los Angeles Dodgers have one of the best starting rotations in baseball as it is. But with Clayton Kershaw on the disabled list, with you've got Scott Kazmir on the disabled list, it's not quite the rotation that you want. And with Alex Wood as your number two starter, assuming that Kershaw gets healthy and stays healthy for the duration of the playoffs, Alex Wood's a very good left-hander. He may even be the second or third best left-hander in Major League Baseball right now behind Kershaw. But I think if you're going to go after a team late in October, you're going to be in the playoffs going down the stretch, and that's what this team is gearing up for. They're not gearing up for the month of August, the month of September. They're looking at October and trying to get to play baseball in November. Now, what they've got going for them is a huge leap. They don't have to worry about rushing Kershaw back. They don't have to worry about rushing Kazmir back, but you go out there and you, maybe go to, let's say they're playing in Houston's Park. They're playing at Minute Maid. They're in the World Series, and you put Kershaw out there, and then you put Yu Darvish out there, who can absolutely spin it. Dude's coming up around 94, 95 with like seven different pitches. Yeah, you may worry about the injury history of Darvish. You may worry about his durability, his lack of big game experience, but you put him in a number two game against a number two type starter, and he is clearly an ace. He was the ace of that Texas staff. He's going to be an ace of whatever staff he's on, unless he's in Washington with Max Scherzer or in Los Angeles with Clayton Kershaw. So those are the pitching matchups. You've got New York and Houston going out strong on the American League side of things, and then the Nationals and Los Angeles are way ahead in the National League side of things. Speaking of the Nationals, they are also 14 games in the lead of their division over the Marlins. 63-41 are they. Now, Max Scherzer is a fantastic baseball player. He throws the ball very hard. It moves. He puts it where he wants it. Good for him. So he did today what all of us hope to do. Bunting is not something that you often hope to do, but what you always hope to do is hit a home run. And what Scherzer did was he went fake bunt, dinger. Again, that's fake bunt, 0-2 count, and he's like, I'm going to bunt here. But then he pulls it back, goes yak sauce into the upper deck in the field in Miami. He did leave the game with a neck issue, but all right, so we're going to listen to more Cowboy songs. If you don't like listening to Dixie Chicks, that's too bad, because it's about to happen. Radio Free Palmer, Sports Scene, 89.5 FM.
Closer to you. never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
I think we all would be a little bit happier if we were cowboys. Maybe, maybe not. I'm going to go ahead and shout out my boy, Harlan Hamilton. He's going to be playing Palmer football this fall, this summer. He's been driving a lot of tractors. Let me tell you what, that kid. So when Harlan and the Palmer Moose take on their first opponent, it will be at home the 8th of September. Against North Pole, then they go to Service the next week, Colony the week after that, the 25th. They have Kodiak the 1st of, pardon me, the 11th of August, not September. Then they play Service the 19th, Colony the 25th. Those are all August games. September games, Kodiak on the 1st, Soldotna at our place on the 8th. They are away at Eagle River and Kenai the following weeks. And then they finish it up with Wasilla, the Potato Bowl, at home the 29th of September. It's going to be a cold one. It's going to be a fun one. You will not be disappointed if you go to a Palmer football game. I tell you that much. There's always good people in the stands. There's always good games to be watched. You may or may not even find some J.D. Steele employees there, hoping to raise some money for the team. I really hope the public address playlist that I'm hoping to get my hands on gets a little bit more hype. Just a little bit more hype this year. We'll see what we can do with it. So, closing thoughts from the show. If you're a baseball team, have lots of pitching. Lots and lots of pitching. As a coach, I actually wish I had that problem of having too much pitching. I had to pitch last week playing softball with no beard, and it was tough. Pitching in slow pitch softball is tougher than you think it is. Mayweather McGregor is the 26th of August. I really want to see McGregor win. He's a pure striker. It very well could happen. Mayweather's that old, but Mayweather's been that good for that long, and I just don't see it happening. John Jones beats Daniel Cormier to win his belt back. The internet went crazy. Memes galore. All right, that's about all I've got. I'm gonna let Willie sing it.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
I think he knows what's going on. It's Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene, 89.5 FM. Thanks for listening.
Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold, and they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, you'll probably just ride away. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive an old truck. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings, little warm puppies and children and girls of the night.